suddenly he breaks down crying and says, I need to look.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not by your emotion, which I'm mostly driven by. But you know, it's his spirit.
Yes.
And when I can remember that, you just step out, and then the Lord takes it. Like Billy Graham, you know,
he preaches,
and he steps back, and he calms those that want.
Yes.
He steps back to let the spirit move.
Yeah, and his was never emotional. And you would just see people getting up. Our role is to be his instrument of love. That's our role. And it doesn't mean that we sanction sin. We don't. But we do sanction the sinner as an object of love. As an object of love.
Wasn't it Watchman Nee? Or it could have been somebody else. I think it's Watchman Nee. But it was somebody I was reading when he talked about how the evangelism came into China. And they had, there was a big spiritual awakening, and there was just much praying and much, and then all the churches brought in their doctrines, and it just killed
everything
that was going on. I think it was him.
It probably was him.
Yen or something like that that wrote a book, but he talked about, and maybe it wasn't Watchman Nee, maybe it was the other guy that wrote, and I can't remember the book. Bobby gave it to me, but it was like Brother Yen or something.
Yes.
But he talked about how this big, you know, they were coming in and Christ was being proclaimed and everybody was coming, and then the churches came and started planting. And they started telling him the rules to follow. And how he...
Probably arguing with each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was just amazing to me that somebody, the American church, was seen, you know, in that aspect.
Yes.
So they just totally... So evangelism is about proclaiming Christ, mm-hmm. but not indoctrinating, you know, into our confinements.
Oh, that is such a point. Such a point. We just need to be caught with a contagion of love and grace. You see, love, grace, and humility come together. Grace will not flow without humility, nor will love flow. Humility is that part that recognizes what I am, that I am a sinner, saved by grace. And I give that grace to others.
And I was going to mention something that Rebecca said that was at the very beginning when she was talking about with her aunt. She said her mom modeled it. The way that she saw her aunt was through how her mother modeled the interaction. Mm-hmm. And that's the only yes. way that we affect the world.
Yes.
Is the world sees us modeling it. Mm-hmm.
There we are.
Even in our families. Something that changed her whole perspective.
Yes, it did.
Which affected nieces and nephews. And I mean, it's not just this one-time thing. This is about everything going forward.
Oh, that's so good.
It's not just about us, how we treat somebody today. You know?
It's yes.
about how we treat somebody today. And somebody else sees.
Exactly.
It's about who's coming after us or who's around us. So anyway, it's much bigger, but it struck me.
Yes,
her
it's
mom,
a wonderful.
She said, her mom modeled it.
She did.
So if in our family system we didn't have love, humility, and peace and yeah. unity, you know, I know that I'm probably the only one who doesn't have that. Didn't have that in our family. It's so important that we become, we connect with people. We can model that.
Exactly.
In our lives, that we allow him to use us to be that people for others who may not have it at home.
And you know, that human modeling combined with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit can change any family pattern we've brought with us from childhood. It can. There we are. It can't be recognized until you see it somewhere else. That's beautiful. Any other thoughts on this grace that we're looking at? The next chapter has a real, I would say get into it early, because Ishmael and Isaac are a metaphor. And it's really a powerful chapter, but it's going to take some thinking. And we will get into that next time. Go forward this day as a person of grace, blessed by grace, so that we can bless with grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Christ who lived as one of us and suffered and died as one of us, but suffered and died perfectly, lived perfectly, so that he could take the curse and the sin and put it where it belongs, so that we might walk free. Help us to be agents of your loving liberation, that what we have been so lavishly given, we can dispense in lavish ways. I pray this all in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.